Well, good morning, everyone. I hope you're all keeping safe and well, and I trust you've known the help and the blessing of the Lord at this difficult time. Just over the next few mornings, indeed, as this goes on, I would like to share some devotional thoughts with you. We're going to begin this morning in Deuteronomy chapter 33. I've also sent messages to some of the men in the group, if they would have a little thought, few words on the Word of God and just want to share it. If you send me the video, then we can post them one at a time over the day as they go on. It's an opportunity for you to share something that will encourage us and how we really need the encouragement of the Lord in these days. Do remember Sunday morning, broadcasting live again at 11:30 a.m. We'll also be broadcasting at 6:30 p.m. And throughout the week, we'll be back on Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. And I'm hoping to organise a group prayer meeting on Zoom. So if you have a smartphone, I would ask you to download Zoom and be ready. And I will send you an invitation to a meeting. We'll be able to see each other and have a time of prayer. And hopefully to do this after the Bible study on Wednesday night. A lot of things planned. And we're just looking to the Lord for his help and his guidance. And we do trust that you know the help of the Lord and the protection of the Lord in these days. Wee verse from Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 25. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. You know, on Sunday morning coming, I'll be saying a little bit about as thy days, so shall thy strength be. But my heart was just touched by those words, thy shoes shall be iron and brass. You know, these are tough shoes. These are shoes that are given to us by God, given to us for those times when the terrain is rough, those times when indeed the times are difficult, times of trial and times of tribulation. God didn't give us carpet slippers. He has given us shoes of iron and brass, shoes indeed that will give us help and protection through these difficult times. And you know, as I thought about shoes, I'm just reminded of a few simple thoughts here this morning. I'm reminded that we're journeying. And the fact that the shoes are iron and brass would tell me that we're not to expect an easy ride. We're not to expect life always to be easy. We're not always going to be on the mountaintop. There are times when we have to go through the valley. And of course, this is a valley time. This is a difficult time for you and a difficult time for your family. Indeed, a difficult time for our nation at this time. And I say we're journeying at this time, and God has given us shoes of iron and shoes of brass. It also reminds us that we're fighting. This is a battle. You know, the devil will seek to disturb your mind. The devil will seek to cause you to doubt God, to doubt the goodness of God, the love of God. And so it's a battle, but we've been given the shoes that we might be strong in the battle, that we might be able to take our stand in the battle. These shoes also remind me, not only are we journeying and fighting, but we're also climbing. Because even in these difficult times, it's an opportunity for you and I to get closer to the Lord, for you and I to take steps that we might find ourselves on higher ground. If you find yourself at home, if you find yourself having time that normally you wouldn't have, take that time to read the Word of God. Take that time to pray. Take that time to get closer to the Lord. And perhaps you, like Job, will come through this as gold. And you'll know that close walk with the Saviour. God has given us shoes of iron and brass because we're journeying. And it's not easy. Because we're fighting. Because we're climbing. Because we need to be persevering. You know, in the book of Deuteronomy, we're told that not only were we given shoes of iron and brass, but we're told that these shoes lasted throughout the 40 years that the children of Israel were in the wilderness. The shoes that God has given to us won't wear out. They won't go out of fashion. They will last us as long as we live. And so God has given us the footwear, the spiritual footwear, that we may be able to persevere, that we may be able to journey, that we may be able to fight, that we may be able to climb, that we may be able to persevere. Remember God's amazing provision, shoes of iron and brass. You know, it's easy to say it, but it's something we need to do. In these days of real difficulty and trial, turn your eyes upon Jesus and look full in his wonderful face. He has fitted us, he has kitted us, and he has promised that he will assist us through these difficult times. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass. May God bless you throughout this day, and may you know his presence in a special way.